It's almost 2 years to the day since my first guest this afternoon joined us on the late lunch. Robert Pye, alias Jeremy James, spoke about a new world order and the impending catastrophe facing the Irish state. He caused quite a stir with our listeners at the time, and he returns today to reflect on what's happened subsequently and speculate about the future. Jeremy, you're very welcome back to the late lunch.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm delighted to have you with us as well. Let's go back to that time a couple of years ago and reflect on a few of the key points we talked about at the time. You did say at that time that Ireland was facing financial ruin and pointed out that it was planned. What did you mean? Tell our listeners about that again.
I was really trying to point out to people that a collapse of the variety that we're now facing could not have happened by accident. It was planned. And it was planned a long time back, and it's planned on the world stage. It just so happens that Ireland appears to be one of the first victims in this plan.
Planned by who, Robert?
Basically, there are people who want to set up a new world order. And this plan to set up a new world order has been around for 150, 200 years. And they're gradually moving towards a situation where the sovereignty of independent states will be dissolved and they will have a world government, a global governance. And in order to do that, they know independent states, individual citizens will not accept it. So they want to create a crisis where people surrender their sovereignty. This is the whole point. Frighten people so much that they surrender their sovereignty.
And are you saying that's where we are at this point in time?
We are at an advanced stage of that frightening process, the fear process. You are meant to feel that the governance of this country is passed out of your hands, is passed out of the hands of the Irish people, and that it's in the hands of international organisations who are claiming to be working for your benefit. That's the first step, to get sovereignty removed from you. The next step then is to get you to agree to the fact that they are now running the show.
So are you saying, in effect, that Ireland now is no longer a sovereign state?
Well, can I read to you what Damien Kybert wrote in the Sunday Times? This was on February 6th, so just a couple of weeks back. This is a stunning article, and I highly recommend people read it. In it, he says, "Can Project Ireland as a standalone entity survive until 2016? Now, that comment in itself is amazing. Now, and he goes on the basis of current debt developments, this seems highly unlikely. In other words, we won't survive." This is what he's saying. This is what the Sunday Times is telling us. "The complete reabsorption of the Republic into some larger political entity, such as a federal Europe." Now, I will repeat that. To be reabsorbed into a larger political entity, such as a federal Europe, or into some other construct, whatever that means, the Sunday Times probably knows what it means, seems much more probable than any other option.
So 100 years from the men and women that struck out for the independence of the nation from Britain, we will not be celebrating that 100 years as a sovereign state standalone.
That's how it appears.
And who Damien Kybert writing there, who is he referring to? What is he saying there?
He hasn't spelt it out.
So you tell me, we see that Germany at the heart of Europe is the big power.
Yeah, Germany's running it. Germany and Britain, they're using it. They control us all through the banking system and the secret society system. And the two main secret societies are the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbanus, and the Masons. They are the two. And the membership of those groups, they take a blood oath of loyalty to the organisation that they serve. And it supersedes their loyalty to their nation. And the goals of both of those groups is to set up a new world order.
And who are their agents in this country, Robert? Or have they agents in government, in banking?
They have members, high-placed members, all through the public service, at a political level, all through the banking system. And it's quite simple for them to do what they are doing. All they're doing is following orders they are receiving from their international counterparts. This is happening step by step. They're hitting Greece. Greece is going down. Portugal will be hit after us. Iceland is gone. And they call us pigs, P-I-I-G-S. It's an amazing insult. What do you do to a pig? You hang him upside down, you slit his throat and you drain his blood. And our lifeblood is being drained out. All our capital is being drained out. Damien Kuybert gives a very interesting figure. He actually goes through the true and actual debt situation in Ireland. And he came up with a figure that he calls it the ballpark figure of about 300 billion. Now, when all this crisis began, we were being told, oh, it was 30 billion.
Yes.
Then it went up to 50 billion. Then it went up to 70 billion. And now it's 300 billion. And no matter how we service this debt, we won't be able to pay it. Because as soon as we get on our feet, they'll tell you, well, actually, it's 500 billion.
But Robert, can I ask you this? Why Ireland? Why this little tiny nation? Why a tiny nation?
Well, they do appear to be following a strategy. And if you look at how they've done it, they picked out Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal and Ireland. Four of those countries are Catholic countries and one of them is a Greek Orthodox country.
Why? What's the religious connotation?
I would imagine it's been done from the outside in and they know how to do it. The next step, I would imagine, is you'll probably see the breakup of Belgium. They're heading towards a federal Europe. That is the goal. And Ireland at the moment is an impoverished suburb of Brussels.
Do you know what struck me? Germany tried to take over Europe at one stage by force. Is there anything in this that they might be taking over economically?
The same people. Who funded Hitler? Hitler could have done nothing. It was funded by the elite in Germany and through the international banking system. And that was setting the stage. They wanted to create trauma in Europe so that they could set up the EU and the UN. And now they are advancing to the next step. The UN is an intermediary step towards a new world order and world government. And in order to do it, they use trauma in the past, the First World War, the Second World War, and now they're setting things up for a Third World War. But before that, they're putting the world through severe economic trauma. There's a staggering inflation of debt out there. Staggering.
Not just in Ireland.
Not just in Ireland. All through the banking system. And when they're ready, they'll press the button and the banking system worldwide will be in. The crisis of 08 will be mild compared to the crisis that is coming.
You're talking about a Third World War.
Later on.
What form do you see that? Are you talking about nuclear?
Nuclear, probably between the US and China. I would imagine the big target for them at the moment is to bring down the US. Create a federal Europe and bring down the US. The US is the last barrier. They own China, they own Russia, all of Africa, South America, all of Asia. They want a unified Europe and then to bring down the US.
How do they own China? I'm curious about that.
China is a communist state. This is, you know how our grandparents said the communists would one day take over. This is what you're now seeing. It's a communist takeover. Obama is a communist. Hillary Clinton is a communist. These people have studied communism. Anyway, China was a created entity. The British smashed it up with drugs and opium and so on in the 19th century. And into the 20th, you had the Kuomintang and the warlords. Again, huge trauma, massive loss of life. Then they funded Mao. How could this guy Mao, which is a mad rabble, create or take over China? He was funded. They put him in. He was their man. And again, he created more trauma till he had the entire country molded the way they want. The next step then was to offshore American industry on a massive scale into China. In other words, the American people have been duped. They're giving away all the source of their wealth. To whom? A communist state. For heaven's sake, do they not see what they're doing?
I want to take a break for news. Jeremy James is staying with us. Would you like to put a question to him on the air today or by text? We'd love to hear from you. 085 10958 is our text number. You can pick up that phone and call us now on 1850 715 958. We're talking a new world order on the late lunch this afternoon with Jeremy James. If you want to put a question or a comment to him, 0851 1000 958 by text or 1850 715 958 if you'd like to call us. Now, Jeremy, just before the break there, we were talking about Obama. And 2 years ago, when you joined us on the show, this is what you had to say about Obama.
Are you saying people are going to be put into these camps?
Because when the dollar goes down and their economy crashes, people will see their wealth wiped out overnight.
And they'll put people into detention who can't pay their debts, is that
no,
what you're
saying? No, there'll be such civil unrest that Obama will bring in martial law. And under martial law, he will have staggering powers. And I have here a list of the powers he will have.
Now, you said, and you said partly there, correct, that there would be a collapse and people would be in severe difficulty. We haven't seen that martial law yet in the States.
No, these things take time. They're building up towards it. You just have to step back and see the progress that they are making. If you think about it, Obama got into power, became president of the most powerful country in the world in 08, and nobody had heard of him. How did he get that? Who put him in there? Why did the press back him? Because the people who run the US own the media, and they wanted Obama. He was their man, and he has a deep communist background. Now, it's not the adversarial type Marxist communism where you fight the system from the outside. It's the Saul Alinsky type communism where you fight the system from the inside. You infiltrate. And a very famous book that this guy published in, I believe, 1970, Rules for Radicals. Now, Obama has given workshops on that. Hillary Clinton did her master's thesis on it. That's the influence that has been operating in the lives of these people. I'd like to read to you the dedication page to the Rules for Radicals book, and it'll start to make you think, what is happening? Quote, lest we forget, at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, history. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. Now that should stop and make you think. That's on the dedication page, the book Rules for Radicals, and many of the top people in the US endorse that book.
But yet in America, he's disliked because he wants to bring in reform. He wants to make life better for people on the ground. A universal healthcare
system.
What did
he promise? He said change. He never said what kind of change. They're going to get the New World Order. He's put there to make a giant leap towards the New World Order. The new health system is designed to further impoverish ordinary Americans because of the cost. They are allowing in millions of Mexicans, millions of illegals, who will all be granted the rights under the Health Act. And they will have all those benefits which they haven't paid for, and the American people will pay for them. The American people are being burdened with debt on a grand scale, and they've departed so far from the Lord that their moral compass doesn't work anymore, and they don't see the evil in their midst. It's exactly the same with Ireland. Irish people have departed from the Lord. They have no ability to use their moral compass. They can't tell the difference between right and wrong, good and evil anymore. Everything is relative to something else. And their critical faculty has left them. So that when you see evil in front of you, you see nothing.
So who's going to control? I want to come back to Ireland because we have an election coming next week. And I really want to talk to you about this and where we are here at home. Who ultimately will rule the world? Is that their ambition, to rule the whole planet?
Well, as I said when I was on the programme last time, I said, read chapter 24 of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, that is what they're doing. They want to get that end time scenario where they have a global government. The book of Revelation is about what happens when the leader of the global government goes crazy and tries to wipe Israel off the map.
And where will that be led from? What part of the world? Where will that government sit?
The strong indication in the book of Revelation and in the Bible that it will be a revived Roman Empire. It'll be an empire of Europe. And somewhere, whether that top guy emerges, but from Europe or somewhere else, we won't know. But the Book of Revelation speaks about 10 world kingdoms or regions. Now, these look like they're shaping up to be Europe, Sub-Saharan Africa, North America, which is the North American Union, US, Canada, Mexico. This is where the breakup of the US comes in. South America will be another kingdom. India will be another. China, another. Russia, another. In all, you'll have 10. And the Book of Revelation tells us that each will have a leader, but three leaders will gang up on the other seven and take over, and then one leader will emerge. And that guy is what the Bible calls the Antichrist.
What? Where does the Pope and Rome fit into all this?
I would like to just mention some papal encyclicals where the Pope actually calls for a new world order. Now, that might shock some people. But I do want you to think about this. Check these things out because they are facts. I'm not quoting these because I want to get people's backs up. I'm quoting them because they're Vatican policy. Here is an encyclical of March 1967. So we're talking about Pope Paul VI, called Populorum Progressio. In it, he says that you must realise that you have your part to play in the construction of a new world order. Okay?
But that could refer to that anything,
could, right? I know it could. And this is where it gets very interesting. The current Pope, 29th of June 2009, encyclical entitled Caritas in Veritate. There is an urgent need of a true world political authority, as my predecessor, John the 23rd, said. Such an authority would need to be universally recognised and to be vested with the effective power to ensure security for all.
Now, that's
where
more
have
specific.
You heard this? It's very specific. And this crops up quite often. Somebody who's done marvellous research into this, and I just mention his book, a chap called John Robbins. He calls the book Ecclesiastical Megalomania. And it's basically an analysis of what the Vatican has published relating to its world plans.
So is there room for religion within this new world order? Will there be Catholicism, Protestantism,
there will be,
Muslims?
Well, what they want to do is a one world government, a one world currency. Now, I mentioned this last time, and I was probably the first person on Irish radio to mention that they intend to bring in a one world currency. That's why they're creating this awful crisis, because people will be forced to accept it. They will be forced to make the transition from their sovereign state currency, well, we've lost it, we've only the euro, to a one world currency. And they can control that. The IMF recently said...
Is that the dollar then? But will the,
no, the US dollar will go. China has said they want to replace the US dollar as the world reserve currency. Russia has said this. They are on record. And here's the IMF now. January 7th, 2011, just a few weeks old, they said, in the even longer run, if there were political willingness to do so, these securities could constitute an embryo of global currency. They're stating, they're telling you what they're going to do. They're bringing down the existing system so that they can bring in a one world currency, and they can control that.
And it may not be one of the existing denominations of currency, something new.
No, it'll be a totally new one. And it may be made up of, in the initial stage, of a combination of the dollar, the euro, the ruble, the yuan, and maybe some kind of gold reserve.
How far away is this?
It's advancing very rapidly. It looks like it could be here in the next five to 6 years.
So you're talking about, obviously what you're saying here, Robert, is this is, you said it's in existence, this for a couple of hundred years anyway, this philosophy of
yes.
a new world order.
Yes.
So in that time frame, that's not a long time.
That is not a long time. But what is intriguing is the rate at which this pace of change has increased. The pace of change at the moment is astounding. Look what they're doing in the Middle East. The CIA and MI6, they're igniting the Middle East. They're fomenting unrest Algeria, Libya, Tunisia, Yemen, now Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan.
This is part of the plan.
This is part of the plan. If they can create total unrest there, they will get in the crowd that they want, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, which was created by the British in 1928.
And are Israel not featured?
Israel are very, very worried. Israel, that is the Lord's people. They are the chosen people. And the Lord said, when the world turns on them, he will return. So you see, this is the book of Revelation again. Look at the facts on the ground. In chapter 24 of the book of Matthew, the Lord said, watch for the signs. Now go back and study that, because it's practical. The Lord is giving you solid practical advice. Go back to the book of Revelation and see how it relates to what is happening. Now, I can't say these are the end times. I don't know.
Jerry, what a fantastic topic. I've known about this for a long time now. You can never give enough time to the subject like this. We, the people, need to stand up and take our destiny in our own hands. Hi, well done to LMFM for having a guest speaking about the New World Order. People are beginning to wake up. More of this, please. Remember, condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance. Jerry, can you ask Jeremy how they plan to control us? Is there a plan to microchip the population? And what about depopulation on the agenda? That comes in from a listener in Drogheda. Do you care to comment to that?
Okay, one? I will comment on that. If you go back and read the non-fiction writings of H.G. Wells, Bertrand Russell, highly influential writers in the 30s and 40s. Go back even earlier to Charles Darwin, the evolutionary theorist. These people were incredibly racist. Now, I can't stress that enough, incredibly racist. They're on record as saying that black people are subhuman, that they are an intermediary stage between monkeys and humans. They have no regard whatever for people outside their own racial lines. They regard themselves as a racially unique group.
And this is a white Aryan race.
This is the European, the Anglo-American, Germanic clique. They are the ruling elite. And they regard themselves as racially vastly superior.
And they're not worried what happens to different races.
No, the deaths of large numbers of people don't mean anything to them. It's very hard for us to grasp that. But we humans outside of their elect don't count. And they want to set up this world government. Look how they created the First World War and kept it going, butchering millions. Second World War, they kept it going. It could have been stopped at any time, butchering millions. They do that, they create trauma and upheaval to mould the world the way they want. And if a lot of people die, tough luck.
Another one here. Jerry, will you ask your guest to explain how money comes into existence? It's fascinating. It's literally made out of fresh air, which is the reason we must burn the bondholders. What about that?
Okay. Money is an entity which people agree holds certain value. The problem is when that agreement breaks down. It's controlled by the international banking system. Satan controls this world through two principal mechanisms. Secret societies where people take a binding oath of loyalty to the organization, be it the Knights, be it the Masons, be it whatever. And the other is the banking system. The banking system is the key to the whole thing, because you can suck capital out of a nation and kill it. It's like sucking blood out of a limb. You suck blood out of your arm, stop blood going in for 5 minutes, your arm dies. This is how they are doing it. And they control the US through the Federal Reserve. Now, it's neither federal nor a reserve. The people don't own it. It's owned by private bankers. People don't realise that. Private bankers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, various other top bankers own the Federal Reserve. And the American people borrow money from the Federal Reserve to use it. And they pay the bankers for the privilege of using their own money. Now, there's nothing backing this. In 1971, Nixon took the US dollar off the gold
standard.
There was no... the Bretton Woods system, which was linked to the gold standard, vanished. Nothing underpins paper now. You could, up to 1971, go into a US bank and redeem your dollar for some silver. You can't do that now. So nothing backs it. They can inflate the currency as they wish and ruin your savings.
Come back to Ireland and what's happened here since you've been with us. And we heard earlier on what you had to say at that stage. There's an election coming up this day week, ironically, 7 days from today. Is that going to make any difference, Jeremy?
It depends on what people do. I see this as the last chance. You have walked yourselves into a deep hole. The Irish people have lost their moral compass. They've lost their sense of right and wrong. They've no relationship with the Lord. And so these people can govern them with impunity. They can tell them whatever lies they like and people believe it. But if a person had some kind of relationship with the Lord, they know they're being lied to. And this coming event on next Friday, it won't make any difference if you vote in any of the parties. The party political system is owned by the elite. There's just one party in Ireland, and it's called the We Rule Ireland Party. It has a Fianna Fáil branch, it has a Fine Gael branch, it has a Green Party branch, it has a Sinn Féin branch. They are part of the ruling elite.
So what should people do listening today?
For, well, independent candidates. For heaven's sake, only vote for independent candidates. You need to have a loud voice in the Dáil that speaks for you. Not for the elite, not for the party system.
You mentioned the banking system and what it's done, but what about the church, Jeremy? The church in Ireland, look at what the misery and pain and hurt it wrought on people.
If you got me going on that topic, I think you'd have people coming in and raiding the building to fleece me. You've been so badly let down. If the gospel had been taught in Ireland for the past 3 or 4 decades, people would tell the difference between right and wrong. But the depth of apathy in Ireland at the moment shows the gospel has not been preached for decades because people have no sense of right and wrong. Why aren't they absolutely filled with anger at what has happened? The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. People don't hate evil anymore.
Do you think we've lost that?
Yes, people have lost it. They go home and watch the 4 kinds of programmes on Sky. They go home and watch Psychopathic Killers, 1/4 of the programmes. Witchcraft and the Supernatural, 1/4 of the programmes. Sex, 1/4 of the programmes. And Obsession with the Human Body. They're entertainment. Their minds are numb. It's a propaganda system. Goebbels would be absolutely thrilled with what has been happening because the propaganda system works so well. And our people of Ireland, they've no vehicle to transmit their thoughts, their feelings and their views. RTE is a censored medium. And I would ask the people of Ireland, reclaim RTE. Why not have 2 hours every night for the next year where people can debate the future of this unfortunate state that's been torn apart by the sharks and the jackals who run the international banking system.
What should people do? We're here talking, you're telling us Armageddon we're facing. Before you make, you want to give us some thoughts on what you feel should happen. Is this situation in this country going to get worse?
Yes.
Much worse?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, you have to see it in a global context again. We're not being picked on because we're Ireland. We're being picked on because we're a developed country that is first in the queue to go down, along with Greece. Okay? They could have chosen a different country. Maybe they're interested to see how the Irish people would react. Will they be up in arms or will they just take it on the chin? Will they take their medicine, lie down and be good? The international elite are very interested in what's happening here. It's a test case. Just how idiotic and stupidly passive can you be? Well, the Irish seem to be scoring high on that.
So this is a test of
oratory. I would imagine they are taking a very close look at what's happening here. They like to do a dry run of anything that they plan, to see how it works, to iron out wrinkles. They want to see, how do people react? Is there civil unrest? Do they demand a voice? Who do they direct their anger at?
And there's been none of that here.
There's been none of that. The Irish people don't even know the country, that our sovereignty has been stolen. They don't even know this. They can't even face that fact. And yet the Sunday Times, as I mentioned to you just a couple of weeks back, stated, it's gone.
So what?
And we're going
to be
part of a federal Europe or another entity. So maybe the Queen is coming here to claim what is now hers. You know, we've lost our sovereignty. Please, people, wake up. You've departed so far from the Lord, you can't tell right from wrong and good from evil.
So what should people do? What people listening today are listening to, intrigued. Look at the messages we're getting in here from people, one after another popping in.
Right.
And a lot of people feel empathy with what you're saying.
And now, they've no outlet for their views.
So
none.
So what can we, what can Irish, okay, what should happen?
Well, I mean, I jotted down some points. Now, I don't claim I have a perfect understanding of what's happening, but I have an insight, and I've been trying to share it. The first thing I would ask people to do is get right with the Lord. Because if your moral compass doesn't work, you are a victim of these people. Satan is the prince of lies, and these people are consummate liars. Consummate liars. How do you know an Irish party politician is lying? You can see his lips moving. These people control you by lies. You go down a few layers of through the lies, and you think you've reached a certain level, and that's the truth. No, that's just another layer of lies. It's very important. Get right with the Lord. Next one. Educate yourself regarding the New World Order. Go onto the internet. It's the last source of good information about what's happening. And in the States, they're going to have controls on the internet. So even that source of information will be curbed. You can be sure of it. Absolutely. And they will say it's to stop terrorism. That's the usual method. So educate yourself regarding the New World Order. Next, get a Bible and study it. For heaven's sake, the Lord has set out there what's happening. It's not a conspiracy, it's a war. I get sick to death to say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Rubbish. I'm a realist. I see the war. I tell you, there's a war going on and you're losing it. Get a Bible. Next one, buy silver. If you don't have silver, buy it.
Why?
Because it's the only money. Silver and gold. I won't ask people to buy gold because at €1,000 an ounce,
very expensive.
You won't. But silver is the poor man's gold. For heaven's sake, buy some silver. It's insurance. Because the other money, the funny money, the paper money, is going down. Now, when it's going down, I can't say whether it'll be 6 months or 6 years, but it's going down. Next one. Vote for independent candidates. Do not vote for the party system. All the parties in the Dáil allow this to happen. Are you going to put in another one of them? There's no point in blaming Fianna Fáil. Fianna Gael and the others, they sat there and let this happen. The We Rule Ireland party allowed this to happen. Next one. Reclaim RTE. For heaven's sake, it's your television and radio station. And it's heavily censored. Jim Carr, who's a great hero in my view, went on RTE there on the late show. And he tried his best to get some discussion going on the incredible plight that this nation is in. And at the very end, they gave him 1 minute. They have contempt for you. Reclaim RTE. Demand 2 hours every night for the next year on censored debate. Next one. Get rid of the Millennium Spire. It's a piece of occult filth. It's a Masonic shrine to their god, Lucifer. Get rid of it.
You mentioned that last time you were here. I did.
And it's very important to get rid of it because those people value their symbols. You might think, well, it's only a piece of metal. To them, it's a symbol of their power. And if you can remove that, you can start to let them know they don't have the power they had. Get rid of them. Don't allow them their symbols. Next one. Demand that the government disclose the names of all Dáil deputies, top public servants and top bankers who are members of either the Knights or the Masons.
And I know that's a key one with you. You'd love to see that information. But how are you going to get it?
Well, at least demand it. At least have the courage to stand up and say, I want to know. Even if they won't tell you, they now know you know about them. They now know where the power lies and they know you know and you can start to do something. Nothing frightens the elite more than people waking up. Brzezinski, one of the top Illuminati in the US, these are the people who really run the US, and he's a very high figure in the Council of Foreign Relations there, which is the organization which runs the US. And he said recently to his own people, he's worried at the pace with which people are waking up.
I think we need to just leave it today on that message to wake up. Have you anything else to say before you leave us? I would say today, listening to you, I don't see a lot to be optimistic about.
Well, my key one is get right with the Lord. Because until you see clearly what's happening, you are a victim.
Jeremy James, thank you so much for joining us once more on the late lunch this afternoon. I'm sure and I'm certain it's not the last we'll be hearing from you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Jerry.